Demonstrators march on the streets of the capital, carrying the photos of the dead and banners portraying President Dina Boluarte as a murderer. Thousands of people in Lima and southern Peru blame her for the killings. Most of the victims were young, poor, indigenous, gunned down in confrontations with the army and police, who used live ammunition to disperse crowds of anti-government protesters.
I'm upset, angry, traumatized, and shocked by what's happening here. I believe that people are going to force Dina Boluarte and Congress out.
The worst violence in Peru in two decades has also prompted the governors of three southern regions, where most of the protesters were killed, to urge the president to resign. They say it's the only way to start resolving the spiraling unrest. Gisela Ortiz lost a brother in a massacre when Alberto Fujimori was in power. She says the current government must go.
I think that a government that has presided over so many deaths is unsustainable. We are all in favor of democracy, but it does not make sense if they don't respect the lives of the people.
But Prime Minister Alberto Otárola says Boluarte is in control and stepping down is out of the question.
I want to say it very clearly. The president is not going to resign. That will not happen, because leaving the presidency would be to open a very dangerous door to anarchy and misgovernment, and that will not happen.
In Puno, in the south, families of the 17 people killed by security forces in Juliaca earlier this week held a funeral procession accompanied by thousands of mourners.
Dina, you killed my husband. Why? I hate you, Dina.
President Boluarte is Andean. She grew up in Apurimac, one of the country's poorest regions. Angry Peruvians accuse her of turning a deaf ear to their complaints.
Many protesters in the south of the country say they will come here to Lima to join these demonstrators because they say their voices are not being heard.
They're threatening to march to Lima in the coming days, to join rallies in the capital, and say they will keep up their protests until Boluarte is out of office. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.